可可网的朋友们，大家好，欢迎来到可可口语课堂。在今后的学习中，我将和大家一起聊一聊生活中常见的话题，那希望大家在课堂中所学的内容有所用处。好了，今天我们要学什么呢？In the presence of strangers, he often seems inhibited. 在陌生人面前，他总是显得很拘谨。Presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, 作为名词表示存在、出席、参加。In the presence of, 是一个固定的短语，表示在某人面前，有某人在场。In the presence of, he was calm in the presence of danger. 在危险当中，他镇定自若。He gets nervous in the presence of his colleagues. 他在同事面前变得局促不安。Inhibited, I-N-H-I-B-I-T-E-D, 这个单词有两种用法，一种是用作动词 inhibit 的过去分词，表示抑制、控制。还原动词来听一下例句。Why didn't you inhibit him from doing that? 为什么你不阻止他做那件事呢? Why didn't you inhibit him from doing that? You should inhibit wrong desires. 你应当抑制不正当的欲望。You should inhibit wrong desires. 好，现在来说 inhibited 第二个用法，做形容词表示抑制的、禁止的。如果一个人感到被抑制，是一种什么样的心态呢？当然是羞怯、拘谨的。She felt very inhibited by the lack of experience. 她由于缺乏经验而感到很拘谨。She felt very inhibited by her lack of experience. 现在回到我们在节目开始提到的句子中。In the presence of strangers, he often seems inhibited. 在陌生人面前，他总是显得很拘谨。In the presence of strangers, 在陌生人面前 he often seems inhibited. 他总是显得很拘谨。Jim is quite shy. He will feel out of place in the presence of unknown people. 吉姆很害羞，在陌生人面前往往感到手足无措。这句话呢，和我们刚刚提到的那句意思类似，但是个别地方用词不一样。首先，陌生人之前用的 strangers, S-T-R-A-N-G-E-R-S, strangers, 这里用的是 unknown people. 这两种表达都是可以的。Out of place.Place, P-L-A-C-E, 大家都知道这是地方的意思。Out of place, 不在合适的位置，那也就是不合适的、不相称的。The large sofa would be out of place in a small room. 这张大沙发放在一个小房间里很不相称。The large sofa would be out of place in a small room.Out of place, 引申一下还可以表示不自在的。不喜欢英语的朋友在外国人当中也许会觉得不自在，那么您可以说 I felt out of place among foreigners. 在外国人当中我感到不自在。I felt out of place among foreigners. Jim is quite shy. He will feel out of place in the presence of unknown people. 吉姆很害羞，在陌生人面前往往感到手足无措。在今天的节目中，我们学到了一个短语，叫做 in the presence of, 在什么什么的面前。陌生人的表达 strangers 或者 unknown people, 不自在的、拘谨的叫做 inhibited, 还有 out of place。注意一下 out of place, 除了表示不自在以外，还可以表示不相称、不在合适的位置。好了，今天的节目到这儿就得跟您说再见了，课后记得及时复习。这里是可可口语课堂，我们下期再见，拜拜。